the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
I mean, I can think of worse prisons, but I can think of better prisons than a Vietnamese prison.
I can't think of many worse than being in jail in Vietnam.
At least you wouldn't have the snow.
I understand it gets chilly out there. Sometimes. I don't know, man. Yeah, that just would be terrible, I think. So, I have some updates.
Oh!
Okay, does it still has that? It does have
la, 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 la.
Yeah. We'll start with a golf update. You've got a golf update too, apparently. But we'll start with, we were just talking about grits.
Grits!
And I was saying I'm more of a meat and potatoes fan. Well, apparently, there's a recall of hash browns.
Oh, no!
9 states around the country are recalling a specific brand of hash browns because apparently the hash browns have pieces of golf balls in them.
Well, I mean, you need nutrition and fiber.
When the company harvested the potatoes, apparently they didn't realize that the potatoes were adjacent to a golfing driving range, and there were apparently hundreds of golf balls in amongst the potatoes that did not get removed. And so now you're eating golf ball and potatoes with
as
your hash
we like
brown.
To say in the restaurant business, anything that you can put into your dishes to give you some texture is something to be loved.
I don't want to eat golf balls, but I do like hash browns. I love me some hash browns.
Do you know what's a nice one in between there?
Hmm.
Cow's balls. Those are good.
I will eat Rocky Mountain.
Rocky Mountain.
Those are great.
Good.
Why don't we call them cow's balls? Because that's what they are.
Because
it doesn't sound as appealing.
Yeah.
As Rocky Mountain oysters? That sounds like the most disgusting. I would rather have any other type of oyster than a Rocky Mountain oyster.
I like Rocky Mountain oysters. They're good.
I do, yeah. Balls.
And I like calling them Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yes.
Yeah. Rocky Mountain oysters, Rocky Mountain oysters, Rocky Mountain oysters.
Get in my mouth. Yeah. Yeah. So that was my golf update. If you are concerned, go to Google, just type in golf ball hash browns. And they will tell you. I don't believe Colorado is among those states listed as having a recall, but you just want to make sure. Just go check out Google and it'll tell you. It's like a big 2-pound bag of hash browns that you're supposed to send back or whatever. Laser cat bowling, and now we have a bowling update. Bowling. But we're going to let this song go for just a second because the song is awesome.
I take this back. This is my walk-up song.
Okay. This would be great.
Either this one or Manamana. Boop, 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 boop.
That'd be good, too. So, we were just talking last week, I believe, about the underhand, two-hand.
Yeah, the two-handed versus the one-handed. How you handle your balls.
So, over the weekend, apparently, some guy in Indiana, apparently, I saw the video today.
Okay.
Video's fantastic. He set a new world record for the fastest to 300. Fastest game of 300. Bowling alley in his town shut down the bowling alley, removed everybody, and literally let him go. They have 10 lanes.
Yep.
So they let him bowl on one lane, and then he immediately rushed over and bowled on the next lane, and then bowled on the next lane, and until he reached the full set of
did he just
frames.
Have one ball?
No. They'd have a different ball set up for him at each lane, and he did the two-hand
so
underhand.
He did the two-hand underhand.
He did the two-hand underhand and got a strike on every one, so he got the perfect 300 game.
In the first 10 balls?
In 89 seconds. Took him 89 seconds. I'm going to post that video.
Okay, so before you said that he did in his first 10 balls, I was going to be like, oh, great, so he's just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth until he gets it, you know, one of the lanes. But he went straight up with his first 13 shots. 12 shots.
Yeah. But he so
wait a second. How many shots? We have to have okay. So one shot for the first frame, right? Because you get a strike.
It's 12 shots.
12 shots.
It's 12 shots. So they have 10 lanes. So he started on lane number one, rolled the ball, got a strike. As that ball was rolling down the lane, he went over to lane number two, picked up a ball, rolled that ball. As that one was going, he went to lane number three, and so on and so forth until he got to the 12th. He did his 10. He came back, did the next two. each time he got a strike for a perfect 300 game.
So you still do that improv show, right, called Drinking Games?
Well, we're looking for a place to do it at, but yes, we want to be doing it soon.
I've got a drinking game for you.
Okay.
It's a bowling type game. It's called 12 Shots.
Okay.
And I mean, hey, listen, if you can, I don't know, I that's all I know, but if you can drink 12 shots, then you get a 300 and you get carried off somewhere.
That just sounds like regular. Okay, so
another Tuesday night?
Yeah, this is Tuesday. So here's the video.
I'm watching a video. You can post it onto our
Facebook page.
So that's the Darren Copeland Experience at Facebook. So I'm watching this video. Two-handed guy. He threw that very well, and now he's like sprinting. God, he's bald.
Not really sprinting.
Well, it didn't really look like a sprint.
And it's just weird. It's such a weird bowling move. Like
the two-handed bowl.
It looks awkward.
Well, see what they do with it is you're actually throwing it with one hand. So when you're bowling, you have your one hand that you would normally have. If you're one-handed bowling,
right?
You would have it underneath the ball, and then so you'd be doing the same, but you just have the other hand sort of on top as like a stabilizer. So you bring it back, and then you let it go as this hand, you know, the top hand comes off as you're going.
Well, I can see all that. I'm just saying it looks awkward. It
looks awesome because you can spin a ball a lot. Supposedly, with the two-handed method, apparently, according as opposed to the one-handed method, you can get a lot more torque, you get a lot more spin rotation, so you get a lot more spin curve, and it's a lot harder ball thrown.
I'm not going to argue. I mean, I'm not a good bowler, but when I bowl,
well, I'm not either, but,
I bowl with one hand. I just bowl with one hand.
Well, from now on, I think I'm going to bowl with two. I mean, not just between the legs like I normally do.
I feel like you'd have to practice this to really get it down. See, now he's doing his last two frames here.
Oh, okay. So you had to go back to the top.
He has to go back to the beginning.
And there's no one else there?
There's just the people that are shooting the video. They shut down the whole bowling alley.
All right, so he needs one more to get the 300. So yeah. This is, okay, so he's gone 11 straight. I wonder where this is. I mean, it's got to be somewhere cold.
See, there it is.
Yay, Syracuse. Syracuse.com.
So New York.
Come to, yeah, upstate New York. There's a little bit of difference. If you say, oh, New York, and upstate New York, and there's a difference. There's a difference.
You know,
the Rockies losing again yet?
No.
Yay, they're still winning?
Yeah, in fact, bases loaded with no outs in the bottom of the eighth.
Ooh, look at this. See, this is what's so exciting about the Rockies is they are Digstown, man. They just keep coming at you.
I feel like people get really touchy about where they're from. Like, I have friends who live in L.A.
Yeah.
And to me, L.A. is basically all of Los Angeles. So there's Orange County, and then there's, you know, Hollywood and all these different little places. And a very good friend of mine, she lives out there and has lived out there for years and years and years and years. And I'm like, oh, Orange County, Los Angeles, all the same thing. Like, it is not. Oh, my God. And it's like
Compton, Orange County. It's all the same.
But you know what? It's all Los Angeles.
You know, the last time I was in Los Angeles, I was in Compton. I went and visited USC with my cousin,
mm-hmm.
And that was when I decided that pretty much wasn't going to go to USC.
Yeah, well, USC is not in a very good part of town, let's just say that. But to me, it's all L.A. It's like if people are like, if I lived in Aurora and people said, oh, where are you from? I'm Aurora. It's like, where's that? I'm like, Denver. Okay, it's Denver. It's all Denver to me.
Oh, my God. If you said that to anyone in Aurora, they'd be like, we are not Denver.
Well, yeah, they are.
We are not Denver.
Yeah, they are.
We are not Denver. We're not Denver. We are Aurora.
One, Aurora.
They sound about like that. We are Aurora. We're not Denver.
Okay. First of all, Aurora, I grew up in you, and I don't claim you. Two, you get off your high horse. Denver's way cool.
No, do you know? Okay. Well, here's the first thing. Do you know the first thing that Aurora needs to do? Is stop trying to compete with Denver. You're bigger. You're more diverse than Denver.
They are bigger. Yes,
they're
absolutely
bigger. They're more diverse. There are some very wealthy parts of Aurora.
Oh, sure. South
Stop
Aurora.
Trying to act like you want to be Denver. Let Denver be Denver. You be Aurora.
You know what?
Stay in your
that.
Lane.
I'm okay with that. In fact.
Oh, I get so mad. I get so mad with Aurora when they start talking about Aurora, not Denver, Denver. And it's like, come on.
If you live in Aurora, please don't come downtown because you're amateurs down here. You don't know how to drive. You drive 5 miles an hour while you're looking at your stupid phone.
I mean, Boulder people have a lot of crazy bad drivers, and they're the same way. If you tell Boulder that they're in the Metro Denver area, they're like, no, I'm not.
But they're the only, okay, yes. But they're, when I lived in Boulder and I would travel outside of Colorado and people ask me where I lived, I'd say Denver. And they're like, oh,
don't tell anyone from Boulder that.
Most folks in Boulder don't care.
Listen, Aurora. Be Aurora.
Yeah, be Aurora.
Be Aurora.
And stay there.
Don't be Denver.
Stay in Aurora.
Listen, there's no need to be Denver. Be Aurora.
Yeah, stay
Come
in Aurora.
Come on, Aurora. You got Aurora. Hey, listen, do you know what's the best thing about Aurora?
It's not Denver.
They got a lot of big white balls hanging out there. You know, grab those balls and just, you know, celebrate those.
That's just dumb.
Those are radar.
Balls.
Those are radar.
Radar balls.
It's a terrible place.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.